fancy glasses on.
Okay.
I'm always nervous when I start these things.
I'm nervous too. Okay. I'm just like, whew, I hope she doesn't notice, but goddamn. Look, I am a bundle of nerves right now.
Okay, at least we're in it together.
Exactly.
In it together. Okay. So welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Behind Closed Doors. I'm your host, Hanifa. And today we're joined by...
Celeste.
A little backstory. I love how we met. And I don't know if you know, Somewhere Good is closing down.
I know.
Yeah. And I was thinking about like all the friendships that I made throughout that time. I was like, wow, spaces really do
bring people together.
So yeah, that's how we met. We met Somewhere Good. And I love when... one, I meet somebody random, and two, you listen to how they talk, and you're like, ugh, I feel like everybody needs to hear this. You know, like, I feel like this is a person whose voice needs to be put out there. Because you said something when we met, you were like, is it trust or self-discipline? Is
I was saying that sometimes I don't like the word discipline. I like to call it self-dedication.
Yeah. And you said that, and I was like, oof. So yeah, I had to ask her to come on, and we talked about a little topics that we wanted to talk about, and the one that we ended up talking about or choosing was the experience with shaving
the head.
Like, ooh, oh wow, two bald baddies.
Exactly.
I like. So I guess to start off, that how was that experience with you shaving your head? Because you went from having
hair. So I was in a starter lock phase. Mm-hmm. I was 6 months in, and I got a really gnarly retwist. Just so much product in my hair from the retwist. It wasn't a great one. And I was kind of at a crossroads of like, okay, do I try to detox my hair and resuscitate the locks, or do I just shave my head? And I've been thinking about shaving my head for a very long time. And I feel like for so many people, that's how it starts. Especially women, like, you start thinking about it a lot. You're like,
researching.
You start seeing bald baddies everywhere. And funnily enough, I texted my brother, Corey, and I was literally like, hey, so I want to do something spontaneous. Are you down? And he was like, okay, what is it? And I was like, I want to shave my head. And he was like, you're finally making the cut. And I was like, finally making the cut. And so he came over. I think we planned it like a couple days after that, or maybe the next day. And he had a pair of clippers because he usually does his own, you know, upkeep and stuff. And he shaved my head. It was not... not the best cut. He's not a professional, so you know, we give him grace. And I love that he even showed up to support me and do that for me. And then I went to like a proper barber, but that was like my shaving experience, and it was so much fun. So much fun. How was your experience?
Ooh, fun, and also like because of a mental breakdown.
I love the duality.
Every time I think, this is the first time I've actually like sat down and thought about it, and it's been nearly 10 years now. So when you put that like as an option, I was like, yes, yes, and yes. So it really started because my parents separated when I was 13, and I really didn't know how to like manage very big emotions. And I had like a TWA, it's like tape.
Teeny weeny afro.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. So it was shaved at the back, but like had a little shum shum in front. And I was feeling like, yes, like this. And then I remember I was washing my hair. I did like a little mini twist to the top. And I don't know if my parents got into an argument, but something happened. And I remember getting scissors, and I was crying as I was cutting my hair. And I went to the mirror thinking to myself, oh, it's not going to be that bad.
Sorry, I
was like, it's not going to be that bad. Girl, when I look into that mirror, I mean, no, when you're doing something behind your parents' back, and you're scared.
Yes. Yes.
And you're scared to show them. So you're like stalling, you're like going to the bathroom, you're finding ways to cover up your hair. I was doing that while my mom was outside. But eventually she had to see me and she was like, what is that? What is going on with your hair?
Oh my gosh.
And because it was so late, because I was hiding it from her, she said, oh, well, we're going to have to do this tomorrow, so whatever errands we do, you're coming with me like that.
Oh,
I was like,
no.
Please, baby girl, please, please, please.
She did that on purpose.
Please, 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 please. So, did a little errands with her, then she found, like, a barber, and he went, I'm bald. Like.
He said, we're taking it off.
Off.
Okay.
Off. And I looked in the mirror, and I started to cry. Because, yes, it felt liberating. But also, I started to question, like, femininity and what does that mean for me. I don't really look like my dad. So, I was like...
I'd be looking at pictures now, and I'm like, oh,
yep,
that's my daddy.
So then it's like, damn, I look like my dad, but I'm trying to be, like, more feminine. How do I combat, like, those two things? But after a while, it felt so good. It was, like, freedom.
Yes.
Freedom,
yes.
Like a weight lifted off my shoulder. So yeah, that was definitely my experience. And they say a lot of the times, like, your hair holds so much.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, like, how was, like, did you feel that exact same, like, ugh, when I came off?
Yes. I think especially because I started by cutting off my starter locks, that was deeply emotional. I saved them. Like, I did save them, detox them. What will I do with them? I don't know. They're clean and dry somewhere in my apartment. But that was really emotional to, like, cut off my hair in that way. I think just my experience growing up as a black girl, so much of my life and my, like, brain space and my emotional state is really tied to my hair. Like, hair depression is real.
Ooh,
hair depression is real.
100%.
So I think just, like, thinking about how much time I spent thinking about my hair, doing my hair, and even just, like, especially with the process of locks, like, it's something where, you know, my locks are growing with me. I had started them shortly after moving, so I think there was so much tied up in that for me, that cutting them, I felt, like, a little defeated, because I was like, damn, like, I didn't even make it to a year. But, you know, I think I didn't want to force myself to do something that I really didn't want to do. And I just, like, was not happy with the state of my hair. It didn't feel healthy. Like, you know when your hair feels good. I just didn't feel that. So I cut my hair. That was quite emotional. And I did not have... I had, like, the shears I would use to, like, do my trims and stuff. But my locks are pretty thick. So, like, the act of, like, physically cutting through my hair, I was like, wow, there's some resistance. And I was like, wow, this feels kind of metaphorical in a way. But... I think the shaving part was freeing. I think there was a moment of panic when I was like, oh my gosh, I'm invited to go out somewhere. And, like, I don't really know. Like, I don't have to do my hair. But also, like, you know, you still got to do a little something, something. So I think, like, rebuilding my relationship with hair that is, like, very short, shaved off. And even looking at my face and seeing that, like, I think... The one thing I wasn't really expecting is how much certain features stood out to me after I cut my hair, like my ears, and just finding ways to, like, feel feminine, but then also addressing, like, why do I feel like my femininity is attached to whether I have hair or not? Because, like, it's in me. It's not on me, you know? So that was a process. I think it's something I'm still working through. Like, even the responses I get from people sometimes, or when I would go out, especially with my friends who have lots of hair, and I'm like,
do I kind of miss it?
Yeah, it's like I kind of miss doing my hair. I kind of miss the styling. But then sometimes I'm just like, actually, I kind of don't.
Because it's like you just wake up, you do a little something, and then you...
Exactly.
You keep pushing. But I like how you said, oh, I related a lot to what you said, because I also had locks at one point. So when I tell you, this journey of me shaving my hair has been very on and off, but I had, well, locks at one point, and I mean, this is with hair too, but oh my gosh, these mosquitoes.
No, we're getting attacked out here.
Oh, for real, I'm like, damn. I bruise really easily when it comes to mosquitoes, and I don't bite me, please. But yeah, when you think about like your hair growing with you, mm-hmm. and because you said you came from
I moved from South Florida
to here, mm-hmm. and it's like, did you feel at that point? Wow, my thoughts are crossing over.
Take your time.
Did you feel at that point like a rebirth of yourself as you were shaving off your locks as well? Because you said you looked in the mirror and you saw, like, you started to see.
Yeah. I think rebirth is a really good way to put it. I feel like, especially, like, being in your 20s, so much of this time is, in my opinion, right, is so much about just carving out your identity and really, really getting down to, like, who the fuck am I? What do I like? What are my interests? What do I want to do?
Ooh, yep, that hit.
And I think you had mentioned it when we were talking about how it's really easy to hide behind your hair.
It is.
Like, it's so easy. And no shade at all. Everyone's journey is their own. Mm-hmm. But I think for me, I was never someone who was identified by my hair. But I think I would kind of like, when Solon says, like, you know, like, I tried to change my hair. Like, I would be in a bad funk. And I would be like, oh, I'm going to just do my hair. And that'll solve all my problems. Like, I need a new style.
Yep.
Like,
I need something different.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
You know, that's there was Monica, there's Gina.
Exactly.
That's how I think
about it. I was like, I'm going to do a faux lock, a twist out, a fro, or something. And I think a lot of times I wouldn't take the time to really sit with myself and figure out where I was, what's going on, and I would just instinctively be like, okay, well, I'm not feeling away, my hair is not done, I'ma just make that the reason and do my hair. And of course, like, you get your hair done, it's like getting a new set, like, of nails and stuff. Like, you just feel like that girl.
Come on now.
And there's so much power in that, and I do miss that, I'm not gonna lie. But I be feeling like that girl when I cut my hair. Like, when I, like, trim it, or, like, I just bleached it. So it's, like, well, didn't just, but recently bleached. So I think for me, like, there was a rebirth in recognizing that I really can't just blame not being in the best headspace on my hair not being done. And really taking the time to get to the root of it. Like, okay, what... like, let me really sit with myself, sit with my thoughts, take some time to reflect, and try to figure out what, maybe what's causing my funk. Is it I'm not keeping promises to myself? Am I not moving my body enough? Am I not pouring into myself? 'Cause I would do my hair myself, like, the different styles, protective styles I would do. So that time, it takes, like, what, 3 hours, a couple hours to do a protective style sometimes. I think that time I would be taking care of myself, but sometimes I wouldn't solve the problem. So I feel like there was a rebirth for me in shaving my head, and that I'm no longer able to hide behind my hair. I'm no longer able to try to avoid things by just doing my hair and putting a new style in. And there's, like, zero hiding. Like, what hair am I hiding behind?
No, come on now.
Oh, quarter.
Everything is right there.
Everything is right here.
Like, I think, like, oh, my gosh. What is that? Oh, that's why I sometimes wear shades, too.
Because
it's, like, a little, there's a little added something.
Yes.
But what I'm thinking about as you're saying that is, like, a mirror reflection. Mm-hmm. Like, you're actually seeing, like, you for you.
Yes.
There's nothing, like, putting a bun up and then having a distraction from who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to face yourself.
Yep.
When you have no hair.
Yep.
Like, this morning, last night I didn't have a really good night, so this morning I woke up, I'm like trying to look at myself in the mirror, but I'm trying to, like, not. I'm like, I can't really hide from myself because there's nothing else to, like,
there's nothing to look at. And you can't fidget with your hair. Like, you know, sometimes I am an anxious girly, and I used to play with my hair
all the time.
That's
why my mom was like, girl, get your hand out your hair.
Same.
I'm like, this is what I use. Like, I normally, like, twist, like, right here, or, like,
I would be, like, the back, like, right by my neck, or, like, right here, if my arm's resting, it's, like, in the corner, like, right by my ear.
Yep. I resonate with that 100%. But, yeah, you have nothing to hide behind.
Not at all.
Nothing at all. And at one point, And I feel like I do that now with dyeing my hair. Mm-hmm. It's like, because I have nothing else to do. I'm just like, oh my God, let me just like.
A new color, yes.
A new color, you know, a new color. Have you ever felt like you ever want to grow back, like grow your hair back out? Or
when I tell you, I was thinking about this literally 2 days ago, because mm-hmm. I was like, it's time for a trim. Like, you know, she's grown out a little bit more mm-hmm. than my like regular length. And I was talking to my roommate Amzo, and I was like, I don't know what to do. Do I cut it again? Do mm-hmm. I just let it grow out? I'm at such an impasse. And I did decide to cut it again, not as low, but I don't know. For me, I do want to go back and lock my hair, and I am excited to grow my hair out, but every woman that I've spoken to that has experienced shaving their head or cutting their hair very, very low, like past the teeny weeny afro, mm-hmm. has communicated that their only regret, if they have any, is not enjoying it and not allowing themselves to really just live in that. And I don't know, I feel like I don't have a firm answer. It is something that I often think about, mm-hmm. but not in a way where I'm like thinking the grass is greener on one side or the other. But when it came to shaving my head, it was such a loud call to shave my head that, I don't know, I think I want to wait and see how I feel. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of enjoying a short haircut. My hair has never been this short in my entire life since I was, like, literally an infant, a baby. And it's just really freeing, like, mm-hmm. so freeing. I do not have to spend hours in the shower detangling my hair. Mm-hmm. I could cry real tears about that.
Ooh, come on. But what is that? Because you said that the lady said one regret she had was not focusing in that period. Mm-hmm. What does that mean to you, like, focusing in that period of having short hair?
To me, I think it means just not running away from the feelings that come with shaving your head. Because I don't think it's just an easy thing. I feel like that's so dismissive, especially for women. It's so dismissive of the experience. I mean, whether someone's shaving it for medical reasons or shaving it for a style or just shaving it because they've gone through something and they need that emotional release of getting rid of their hair. Mm-hmm. I do think so much comes from that experience. Even like you said, facing yourself, and there's nothing to hide behind. There's no social affirmation of your femininity, because I do think a lot of the pressure we feel as women to have really long hair or to have hair that grows, especially as Black women, is based on the fact that in society our femininity is often tied to our hair. So to me, I think it's just enjoying it and not being in a rush to grow it out after shaving it. Because the hair does grow back really fast, which is something I was not expecting.
Mm-hmm. It does.
So I am not worried about the hair growing back. But I'm just having fun. Like, I was never one. I think when I first did my big chop, I did some, like, curly highlights. Mm-hmm. And the bleach completely fried and damaged my hair.
Damn.
So it happens. So I think if I were to grow it out, I wouldn't. I don't like to speak in absolutes, but I can't see myself wanting to bleach or color my fro once it does grow. So
I feel that exact same way.
I feel like for me now, it's like I'm going to do the bleaching, do everything.
Cause
like
damage, zoom. You know, just.
And it's that easy.
Come on, like, that's all you got to do. Just no thought, just vibes. Just
literally.
No thought, just vibes, just vibes, just vibes.
Oh my goodness. Yes. What about you? Have you? I know you've had.
It's like a battlefield in the back of
my head. So much is going on. Gosh. Have you? I know for you, shaving your head has been like, I don't know, there's been like waves where you've gone through periods of wanting to shave your head again. Do you think you'll be growing your hair out soon? Do you not know? Do you just, you're just going with the vibes?
Oh, that's a good question. I think I'm going with the vibes. I always, as you say, I never like to speak in absolute because I realize I would be like, oh yeah, I'll never do that. You know that song, Never Say Never? Well, it's true. Never say never.
Literally.
Because you find yourself in some predicaments, you're like, goddamn.
No, literally.
Goddamn. So I think for now, I'm going to, I'm going to see what else I can do. Because I've been like bald before. I've done all the colors in the rainbow. I've really done it all.
I'm trying to get like you, actually.
No, it's so like, I don't even know how to put that experience into words. But let's say you're like watching somebody's video or like you're on Pinterest or something and you see a style. Like the process of you like seeing that style to then going to YouTube, watching the videos, thinking to yourself you're a hairstylist, and then going to the hairstylist.
In Sally's like, yes, I need the toner and I need this developer and I know all the things I need.
Come on,
because
I
watched five YouTube videos.
Come on. And on my way here too, so don't play with me. I know what
and
I'm talking about.
I got the
about.
Pinterest board.
Come on.
Like,
I can do this. So like that's my process. I always have that like, I want to do this. And then I switch it up. And then I actually do it. I don't know, that whole process in itself just makes me feel like, I don't know, connecting with myself, expressing myself in a way that I've always wanted to. So yeah, all that to say, I'm really going with the flow. I really just like wanna see where it goes. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know where it might lead me next. I would love to do like a pattern design on top of this red, like maybe like a cheetah print
that would be super,
type
super
thing,
vibe.
You know? So, as you say, just having fun with it, just being in this moment, because I feel like once, or if I leave this moment, I'm going to definitely think about the times where, oh, I wish I can just have that moment so I don't have to wash my hair.
Yes,
or
take the time to detangle. Do I have to, like, no twist out thoughts, no nothing.
So I really want to enjoy this season. Oh, wow. See how hair is like so connected to life too?
No, it really is. Because then you start thinking about the time. Like, I think about it often. Where I'm in life and the pictures I have of myself and the experiences that I've had. When I look like I would have a bald, a cute ass bald little head. And even just how memorable it is. Like, thinking back to like, I don't know, even when I started my locks or like any major change that I've had in my hair, it's so cemented in my mind of like what I was going through, what I was thinking about, like maybe what my interests were, what my hair looked like.
Yeah.
I'm always going to remember what my hair looked like.
That is facts.
It's crazy to think about.
Because I was thinking recently, we were talking about like clearing up pictures. So I've been starting from like tippy top to like coming down. And there's some pictures of me like with like braids or with a shorter cut. And I'm like, I could remember what I was going through and what I was thinking about in this moment. And that's why hair is just not hair. Hair is just not hair.
That's a word.
You know, hair is tied to our experiences, it's tied to, I don't want to say who we are, that's not what I'm trying to say, but like the things around us.
Yeah, it's for sure a part of us. Like, I mean, literally, it is a part of us, it goes out of our head. But I feel like we have a relationship with our hair. Like, even, oh my gosh, why did I just forget her name? The auntie, the vegan auntie on TikTok. If we can come back to it, no,
okay.
I'm sorry, sorry to her, but she named her fro, and I think that's the
Donna is a fro.
Yeah, Donna is the fro.
Okay, but what is her name?
Tabitha.
Okay. Tabitha.
Yes. Ooh, I'm so glad we got there.
Me too, because I was like, damn.
Yeah, so she, Donna, like, I love that, especially, no shade to other women, but with Black women, I love seeing the relationship that Black women have with their hair.
Yep.
Because it's really so deep. So deep.
Because we have so many people telling us what we should and shouldn't be doing with our hair. Oh, I want a woman who doesn't wear weave. I want a woman who has long hair. Da, 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 da. Even when you think about, like,
I just want to tell them to just,
this is not your place.
Exactly.
Just,
also,
I just want to take those lips and just. And it's crazy because even my own dad was that person for me.
Oof.
Girl, let me tell you.
Oh
so
my goodness.
I went through, I've never like relaxed my hair. Mm-hmm. My dad, who? Relax? What's that?
That's big though, because so many people I personally do not have that experience, and so many white girls do not have that experience. So mm-hmm. shout out to y'all.
So my dad was like, you're not going to relax your hair. You're not going to like, know your hair's going to be this way. So I would do braids. I would do like cornrows, mm-hmm. twist outs, and all kind of thing. And there was one day I was just like, oh, I want to wear an afro. The way that my dad like lost all
for wearing an afro?
For wearing an afro. And it didn't really, the math wasn't my thing.
For me neither.
Math wasn't my thing. And I remember like it was like a whole thing. Like he didn't want to drop me to where I needed to go because I had the afro. And when I think about that, I'm just like, as a black woman, we're policed in so many different ways.
Amen.
And I just want to know why, like, people feel as though hair is a thing that they must control. Even when I think about laws that have been passed, mm-hmm. I think it was, like, in California, in, like, 2011 or something, mm-hmm. there was, like, a law passed where black girls can wear their hair in schools, I think.
I think it was the Crown Act.
The Crown, yep. Like, why are you having laws on my hair?
It's crazy because the Crown Act was passed to prevent, what is it called? Oh my gosh, my brain just like completely just blinked. Prejudice. Mm. Being like judged because of the hair that you have, especially a natural hairstyle. The fact that that needed to even be put into place, it's honestly alarming.
very. Very,
and
very.
Like, I wish I could say it was surprising, but then when I think of like discourse, like, so much conversation is had on what a black woman should do with her. Oh, you should be natural and mm-hmm. you shouldn't put chemical relaxers. I think we should just let people do what they want to do and have the freedom to do what they choose to do with their own hair.
Yep.
And I don't think that should be revolutionary
at all. At all. Because you mean to tell me the thing that I come through my mom, like I came through my mom like this.
Yep.
And you're telling me this is wrong? Let's rewind that back. Let's rewind that back.
Thank
and I think
you.
Too that's why I had a hard time at the beginning, like accepting me without any hair, because mm-hmm. I've had people always commenting mm-hmm. on my hair, so it never felt like this act of shaving my hair felt like choosing me.
Mm.
You know, like I was choosing me for me.
That's so powerful.
You know, even when I recently I went. Like ball, like I'm talking about.
I was not expecting. Like 8-ball bald.
Girl bald.
Oh.
Call me the avatar. call me the avatar. Like I was bald. To the point where I was watching myself, and at that point, mm-hmm. you know how we see like questioning going outside?
Yes.
At that point, I questioned going outside. I was like, why would I do this to myself?
That's the funniest part is I know you did it to yourself.
Like, I was the one who went and I got the shaver, and I was like, I'm doing this.
It's the consequences of your own actions.
It is. It really is. It really is. She said, hello, I'm here. I am here. But
I'm just really trying to imagine like
I tried everything.
And how did I get here?
I put on the earrings. I put on like my best shirt. I was like, I'm stepping up with everything that I have. Like that. Nah. Nah, I really questioned myself in that moment. I was like, girl, we've done gone too far.
How did you get through that?
I don't know. How did I get through that? It was hard because my mom was also there. Oh, and she was like, here we go again. Like, she called her friends.
She must be West Indian.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. Yep. As soon as she saw my hair, there was no, like, commenting. She called her friend one time. And I was like, damn, girl.
The silence girl is deafening.
Come on. I think the thing that, like, really helped me. I think it was. Wow, that is a good question. I don't think I've ever thought about it. I know on one hand it was like, okay, I have to go outside. Like,
that's fair.
I really do have to go outside. But then I started to watch myself more in the mirror, and I started to look, you know, okay, so you know how we said when you take off, when you shave your hair for the first time, mm-hmm. like, you see yourself?
Mm-hmm.
I felt like being bald
mm-hmm.
was, like, see my soul.
Oh.
Yeah, like, okay. It was, like, a different level from shaving your head. Yeah, so I started to see myself a little bit too much, but then after that, you know, it grew back, so... I think it was just, like, accepting me at that stage
mm-hmm.
was how I was able to go outside. And then also confirmation from other people. You're just so surprised, too, when other people see you. And you're like, go ahead, girl. I'm like, me? Thank you.
Yes.
Like, you're thinking about yourself one way, but other people are seeing you a different way, too. That also, like, helped with it as well. So
I totally resonate with that. I have never shaved my head to that degree.
Mm.
So I will not say that I understand what that feels like,
mm-hmm.
but I can 100% resonate with outside responses do so much, like, shifting. Like,
yes.
I think it's one thing when you see it for yourself and you look in the mirror and you're like, okay, yes,
mm-hmm.
I'm that girl.
Mm-hmm.
But then the commentary of other people, I'm not gonna lie, I do love,
She said
good night.
Good night. Sleep tight. Okay.
The commentary of other people was something that I was, like, not waiting for, but it was definitely unexpected, because when I shaved my head, there was absolutely that fear of, damn, am I about to look crazy? Like, am I gonna fuck my life up?
I'm laughing because I've been
and it's that moment of doom of, like,
that's pure silence where you're just,
yes,
like,
just contemplation. And what can you do? Glue the hairs back on? No.
Like, this is it. This is the final countdown. Right
here.
This is it.
So people's reactions, especially, like, my friends or even, like, strangers
mm-hmm.
coming up to me to be like, you look beautiful. And I'm like, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And it hits different.
It's so good.
It hits different.
Because, you know, they're, me too.
What were you talking about?
People's reactions.
People's reactions.
I definitely can say the reactions were a great comfort. I do wholeheartedly believe that it is really important to have that confidence come from in here,
yes,
for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Especially as a Black woman, I'm a firm
mm-hmm.
advocate. So many of us have been told that we are not desirable, we are not beautiful.
Ooh.
And thinking that you are not attractive can really fuck your life up.
Oh.
Because it will put you in a position where you will just allow other
anything.
People to... And people to just dictate things that just... No!
Mm-hmm.
People will really try to make you just feel like you are...
Less than.
Exactly. And insignificant.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't have that.
We cannot have that. There's this quote that I saw. It's this guy. Oh, God. He has, like, locks, short. He normally is, like, wear cowboy hats in his videos, I think.
Wait. It's the one where he, like, laid on the rock. That
yeah.
One.
And he was
yes.
like, why would I be mean to myself when the world is already mean to myself?
Period.
Like,
amen.
Like, come on. Like, why am I going to add to that?
He be spitting facts.
Come on, no printer. He just be... Every time I see his videos, I'm like, wow. Really said for you.
Yes.
Like, you said for.
And it's
for you.
Sometimes it's such a brief statement that he's making.
Yes.
And it just really, it's like dropping a rock,
bomb.
Like, in a lake. And
mm-hmm.
you just see the ripple effect. You're like, whoa.
Yep.
That was powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. Like, I do think it's so important to be kind to yourself in this world. And yeah, I think that shaving my head as well really forced me to face that as well. Because if I'm gonna shave my head and I don't think I look beautiful, how can I expect anybody else to see that, like, at all? And even recognizing that my favorite characteristics about myself are the ones that are in here.
Come on.
So I could really give a damn if someone finds me desirable, you know? I definitely feel like the empowerment and a part of the freedom of shaving my head is recognizing that I'm so much more than what I look like, and I look bomb, but I'm so much more than that. So it just really lifted a weight off my shoulders of recognizing that it's so important to show up as myself, and let that speak for me. You know, I wouldn't want to attract people solely on what I look like anyways. So if shaving my head
leaves
those dusties in the doorway, I'm okay with that. I am okay with that.
Because you start to realize when you shave your hair, at least one or two of, I don't think they were close friends, we like people around, start to question, like, why are you doing that? I'm like, I don't know if I could allow that energy into my space.
Because,
like, if
that.
You can't see or, like, understand why I'm doing this, especially if it's just not, like, me shaving my hair, it's more than, you know, more than that. I know, to some regard, that feels kind of like a stab a little bit. Because now you're questioning me, I guess. So, yeah. Just one or two, but
I resonate with that.
Yeah, it was definitely like, why are you questioning me?
Yeah,
like, why is there like such a want to be like included in this conversation of me changing something for me?
And that is on your head.
I
will, to that point, I will for sure say that the people, like friends, new friends, older friends, family members, who might not have completely understood but met me with an energy of curiosity.
Yes.
I appreciated those people a lot. Because I do understand not everybody's gonna shave their head. I will for sure be an advocate that I think every woman should shave their head at least once.
At least one time. Just try it.
It is a little scary. We can definitely be honest about that.
100%.
But I do think every person should try it, and I can completely understand why everyone might not feel comfortable. But I feel like the curiosity is so human, and I appreciated it because it gave me the opportunity to really talk about it and like talk about my experience, and also even people who had questions where I could tell that it's maybe something they've thought about, and I'm like, I'm not gonna convince you, like, I'm not gonna spend this whole argument being like, you should cut your hair, do it, do it. But I think it kind of opens the conversation in a way that makes, that made me feel comfortable, and then also them, because like, I'm not here saying that everyone has to shave their head. I'm not trying to start a cult. But, you know, don't look at me like I'm crazy. It's a lot of people out here with little baldies that look beautiful. So, yeah. Also, there's so much, so many narratives that tie a woman, even a person, shaving their head to, oh, they're going through something. We need to put them on, like, watch. And they're going to be a danger to themselves. Both of those things can be true, but oftentimes somebody just wants
a change.
A change.
Yeah.
Also, the emotional release. There's so many videos of people shaving their head and crying, or cutting their hair and crying. And I think oftentimes when I watch videos like that, after having my own experience, I understand, like, sometimes it's really necessary. Like, you need that drastic of a change. And to come out on the other side of it and watch yourself survive is really important.
Ooh, yes. What you just said, too. Oh, my God. Please don't slip away from me. like I really want to slip, but I'm trying to hold on.
Take your time.
Oh, what did you just say? So you just said about surviving before that.
The narrative of how it's like tied to like, oh, someone shaved their head, they're about to like,
yes,
you know, have a whole breakdown and are in danger to themselves.
Yes, I had somebody actually ask me like, are you okay? I'm like,
I mean, I appreciate their concern. Damn.
I just want to shave my hair off, you know.
Yeah.
And I wonder what, like, why do people correlate shaving hair to having? I don't know. I don't know how people do that.
I don't understand it either. There are for sure examples. I feel like the Britney Spears one is iconic, okay. But she also addressed it. Like, she has mad cameras in her face, and people were all up in her business for her entire life. So she probably just wanted some freedom and control over her image.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't know where it comes from. Even like in TV shows, sometimes in movies, when they have people in psych wards, like everyone's like buzzed, cut down. I really don't know where that narrative comes from.
Because it's really just, as you say, a release.
And boys go to the barber all the time. We're not in the barbershops asking, are you okay?
Come on. Especially when they do their little corners. You don't be like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Like, no. But yeah, that also ties into what we said, like, with outside. It's so crazy how so many things are tied into, like, outside people having opinions on your hair. Especially as a black woman.
Yeah. I'll definitely generalize that and say black people, but for sure black women when it comes to desirability and like being attractive. Like, I think that is so infuriating to me, that there are people who feel so comfortable to tell a black woman what she should do to be deemed attractive to other men. All I can say is why. Why? I don't understand it.
I don't like it. That's one thing. Every time I see it on my timeline, I have to take a break.
Or not for me. Yeah. We're gonna have to talk to the algorithm because I do not need to see that.
I can, like, that's one. Many things, but that right there.
Yeah.
That really.
It pisses me off.
It gets me very much heated. Mm-hmm. And also, as you said, desirability.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, when you think about it, too, because I kind of touched on it before, like, respectability politics, too.
Yeah.
With how we have to maintain this image as someone who's pristine, someone who's clean to, like, not our eyes, but to them, like, what we should do with our hair. And as I said with my dad, that's the thing that I had to deal with as I'm thinking about it some more. I'm like, that's where it really came from, is that respectability politics. Especially when I was dyeing my hair, so he was like, so how are you going to get a job? I'm like, I'm going to get a job. Like, I don't know.
Figure it out.
Figure it out. I'm realizing how tired I am of people having outside opinions.
Rightfully so. It's exhausting. Especially because you're the person who is responsible for your hair.
Yeah.
Like, that is your relationship. And me having the same experience of, especially I grew up in a household with only brothers.
Same.
So sometimes, you know, especially when my hair was a lot longer, I would have like a little intermediate style. Like, I would be about to do braids and I was maybe like, okay, just deep condition, took care of the hair, have it in some like Bantu knots or something. And the question, what are you doing with your hair? The way that sets me off, if I could shoot fire from my face, I think that would be the trigger. For sure, that would be the trigger. Because it's just, to me, the part that really gets me is not that I don't think it's any of their business, which is not.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also like, how many of these people are really offering to help do the hair? Are you going to sit with me and part my scalp? I don't think so. Are y'all going to fund the hairstyle if I go and get it done by somebody else? I don't think so. So for me, it's just like, maybe as a collective, those individuals should just learn to hush.
Mm-hmm.
And just reflect. Because if you're not going to open your purse or you're not going to extend yourself to actually be of service in this area, why am I going to entertain the conversation?
Just, you know. But how was that experience growing up with, like, you said all males in your household and also shaving your hair? Because you said you called your brother, so I guess that one brother was supportive.
Yeah, he's pretty much supportive of, like, doing whatever the fuck. Shout out to him. And I will say something that I'm really, really grateful for and that shaving my head did show me is how unconditional the love is that I receive from my family. Like, I remember I was home recently and I was talking to my dad and I had walked out of my room and he was like, did you brush your hair this morning? And I thought he was like trying to like throw shade. And he was like, no, just like go look and just brush your hair. Like, I'm not trying to tell you about your hair. And I was like, my, have we all grown? I don't know. I feel like I have never been the girl in the household to hold my tongue. Maybe to a fault, you know, when I was like an angsty teen. But I feel like it kind of worked in my favor because the men in my family just know I'm not with the bullshit. Like, I do appreciate constructive criticism. I for sure can have a conversation. I remember my oldest brother, when I first cut my hair, he was like, don't do that unnatural bullshit and like color and da da da. My sister-in-law and I were literally just like on the phone. And the silence was really deafening because he was like, I don't know what I'm talking about, do I? And we're both like, no. So I feel like, I don't know. I'm very grateful that I do not have to deal with unwanted comments from men in my family, especially in regards to my hair. Also, a lot of women in my family, like a lot of my dad's sisters have natural hairstyles for the most part, and one of my aunties also has a low cut, so I think they've been exposed enough to
understand,
know exactly, understand, kind of know what to say, what not to say, and for that, I'm very grateful. I will say the commentary that I did receive after cutting my hair is from strangers of, like, oh, you know, men like longer hair, or people might think you're gay. I'm like, why is that my problem? Like, how is any of that my problem?
That's really shook a chord. Ooh, that shook a chord.
And my grandma definitely was like, I didn't realize your hair was that short. It's like, you might want to pick it out. I'm like, there's nothing to pick, grandma. Like,
this is it.
This is it.
This is really it.
This is it.
This is it.
I hate to break it to you.
This is it. Wow. Yeah, here we go again. The same thing. People having perceived notions of what it means like to have short hair.
Yep. And my answer to that is just shave your head and we can all be on the same page,
like,
and then maybe we can have a conversation. But yeah, even then, I still don't like to entertain conversations about my own hair, especially when it's not productive or helpful. Like, are you recommending products that you think will work for me? Am I asking? Like, no, it's just always something unhelpful, and that's such a waste of conversation.
Because we can be talking about anything else but that.
Literally.
Like, let's be real. There's so many other things going on in this room.
Exactly.
Why are we focusing on my hair?
Exactly. It's a lot bigger, a lot bigger problems.
Come on now. Like, I'm this small to what you should be talking about. Like, please.
Oof.
I don't know if I have any other questions, to be quite honest. I'm trying to think as you're talking. I don't know, is there anything else you wanted to say about that too? So I feel we touched on...
Ooh, I wanted to ask, what was your favorite? This is so like off what we were just talking about, but it's a fun question. What has been your favorite color that you've dyed your hair so far?
Ooh, okay, let me think. Ooh, okay. As I'm thinking, I'm trying to see myself in those colors too. Okay.
Because you said you've done every color in the rainbow.
I have. Ooh, I think my favorite. has to be ginger.
Ooh.
Yeah, I did ginger. Okay, oh, ginger and...
I just know they looked so lovely.
And I did it around, like, fall time.
Like, your mind. Your mind.
I was like, wow, look at this. I did my eyebrows too that same day, and I'm like, wow, you are...
So it's gorgeous. Also, that's another thing. Getting your eyebrows done when you have a baldy, it does different. So much. It does different. So much. It does so much.
Different. I'm like, who are you? Like, literally, you look nice. Like, you know, you look nice. But yeah, I think ginger is definitely my favorite. But I think, like, also there was this one day I did something that was very experimental. Mm-hmm. Didn't know what I was doing. And I think that was like my favorite design so far.
Okay.
I have to try it again. Well, to try it again. But I did like a flower, like four flowers on my head.
Ooh, that's cute.
It was ginger first, or like...
Ginger was like the base color?
I think so.
Okay.
But then I messed up.
Okay.
Like something...
You are like literally painting a part of your head that you cannot see.
Cannot see. So I was like, damn, I messed up. So I was like, okay, let me just take it out with bleach. So that way you can like lighten it. And I can just, you know, blank canvas, start over.
Like an eraser.
Exactly. You know, exactly. And so I was like, no, that was not going to help like at all. But it like, it gave me a different design.
Okay.
Where now the base was gray.
Okay.
And then the flower was like a pastel.
Oh.
And I was like, wow.
That sounds so pretty.
It was so nice. Like that was, yeah. So I definitely say go for it. I mean, you're already there, but definitely.
At least, I feel like I have a blank canvas. I just enjoy the bleach.
Mm-hmm.
But I have like a purple color that I have.
Ooh.
I'm thinking of maybe lavender,
ooh,
but we'll see. Because I also love pink.
Mm-hmm.
And I recently saw a video of this girl who had dyed her hair a pastel pink.
Ooh.
And I kind of love that.
I think that'll look really nice on you.
Thank you. I think so too.
It'll look really nice on you. I can see it. I'm like even thinking like, damn, you should do a little photo shoot when you do. Cause I can see it. Like I can really see it.
I'm literally so excited. I think that's the other part that I wasn't really expecting. My inner child is having a ball. Cause the way I was not allowed to color my hair as a little girl, nothing.
I couldn't even think about it. Couldn't even.
I was not even gonna fix my mouth to ask.
Cause I already knew.
The answer was no. Even
knew.
As a like older young adult,
mm-hmm.
Telling my mom that I was making the decision to get highlights when I did my big chop,
mm-hmm.
She was like, are you sure? I was like, damn, even at this big age,
like, can I have nothing? Like, damn,
like, I can't do shit.
But I resonate with that so much. Like, she's having a grand time. Mm-hmm. Like, she is really.
That's a bee.
It is. I thought it was a fly at first. I was like, ooh, let me put my hand back. Like, she is really having a grand time. And I really think, like, that's what I want everybody to experience. I mean, yes, you can experience it with long hair. Like, don't get me wrong. You can definitely do it. But something about doing it when you're bald and just, like that interchanging every, like, however you want to do it. I know one person, she did it, like, every 2 weeks, I think.
She changed the color?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
I'm like, okay, girl, I see you. So, like, that freedom to just, like, okay, blank canvas, let's try another color on.
Yes.
I want everybody to experience that. Like, I just dyed this morning, to be quite honest. Yeah.
Powerful.
I know, right? You can just wake up and be like, I'm going to try something different.
I want to have more hair today. No, literally.
Exactly. And I want people to experience that. Because I feel like it's a different type of freedom.
Yes.
You know?
Freedom is really the central theme of the experience for me. I advocate for people to try it solely for just experiencing the freedom. But I also recognize it can be really scary, so
yes.
No pressure, but it is really freeing, and
like,
I have no regrets
at all.
None.
Not once that I ever regret.
Not at all.
Even when I had like bald head, I
I'm still just imagining you looking in the mirror like,
I was flabbergasted. I'm like, and my mom was there, I'm trying not to have like a turmoil. Because I mean, yes, she's supportive of my change too, but like, I was like, I don't want this girl to be like, because she likes to joke a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing my mom would do. She would take something and run with it. I'm like, I cannot see her see me fumble. So I'm like, let me hold it together in the bathroom. But we had to figure something out. We really did, but... Yeah, no regrets. None whatsoever. And that's what life should be. No regrets.
Exactly.
No regrets. But I don't have anything else to say.
Me neither.
Okay. Well, I really hope y'all enjoyed this conversation as much as I did, or we did.
It was so much fun.
It was. Thank you for like bringing this conversation to my vision, because I never really sat down and thought about it. But then, like, having the space to do that, I'm like, wow, there's so much my hair and I have been through, you know?
And we'll continue to go through.
And we'll continue to go through, because we're here in this together.
Yes.
You know? So, yeah, I greatly appreciated the space.
Of course. Thank you for having me. I had such a good time. And just, like, having the space to be here and share my thoughts and have this conversation. Very safe space.
Oh,
and
thank
I'm
you,
very
thank
grateful.
You. Thank you. Me too. Ooh, that's B? Oh, okay.
Oh.
No? Okay.
No, because a lot of bugs.
No, for real, I'm like, every time I turn, I see more mosquitoes, and, like, it is helping, but they're finding ways to bite through my pants,
no.
too.
Oh, goodness. They're getting
creative.
Brave. Yeah.
But, yes, y'all should definitely listen to the rest of my episodes if you haven't already.
Do that.
Yeah, subscribe to the podcast, like the podcast, share with your friends, rate it,
period.
All the good stuff. But yeah, hope y'all enjoyed, and see y'all next week.